Ruth is also dead.
According to authorities, this was not a long relationship that his ex-girlfriend and he had not apparently dated for very long, but they were involved, and that he, according to the ex-girlfriend, had sort of stalked and prowled around the house, and that there were several incidents leading up to the shootout with police that had made her uncomfortable, things that she had wanted to report before, including her pickup truck that had been set on fire.
Several Northeast states creating a public health alliance to promote and protect evidence-based public health. It follows West Coast states' announcement yesterday. They were also forming an alliance to have unified recommendations that may stray from CDC's recommendations. This is ABC News. Turning Point USA, the organization founded by Charlie Kirk, announcing his widow, Erica Kirk, will be the CEO and chair of the board. Kirk's memorial takes place Sunday in Phoenix. ABC announcing that late-night talk show Jimmy Kimmel Live will be preempted indefinitely.
The announcement came after criticism from FCC Chairman Brendan Carr, who called for Kimmel's suspension over comments the host made on his show after the killing of conservative influencer Charlie Kirk. Nexstar and Sinclair, two of the largest owners of network affiliates, had said they would preempt the program. President Trump called the decision, quote, great news for America. Unions representing entertainment professionals and writers have condemned the decision.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. Walt Disney is the parent company of ABC News. Last month, when it filed for bankruptcy for a second time, Spirit Airlines says it wouldn't impact flights or operations. Now Spirit's CEO announced it will slash capacity by 25% as part of its restructuring process. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Hear that? That's the sound of WIC buildings using stronger lumber and stronger steel that's galvanized and coated with high-quality paint, plus stronger screw fasteners to hold it all together, and one of the best warranties in the industry. Even their voiceover guy is stronger. Invest in strength. Invest in WIC buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. And by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Look for more clouds tonight. Isolated showers scattered with a low of 61. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow, high 76. And waves of rain ramp up tomorrow night, low 60. And currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy. And our current temperature is 75 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. In Wisconsin, grilling season never ends. That's why Walsh's Ace has everything you need to keep the flavor going year-round. From top quality grills and charcoal to savory meat rubs and all accessories, we got you covered. Whether you're tailgating, cooking out with friends, or just making dinner at home, Walsh's Ace is your grilling headquarters. Stop in today at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Walsh's Ace, where the helpful hardware folks make every grilling season great, and we appreciate your business.
Today is Thursday, September 18th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. Authorities in the Wisconsin Dells are investigating a death that happened near the Wisconsin River Wednesday night. According to the Wisconsin Dells Police Department, the Kilbourne Fire Department was called to the 29th block of Broadway Avenue at 11:47 Wednesday evening for a report of a person falling into the Wisconsin River. Nearly an hour and a half later, the Kilbourne Fire Department spotted and recovered the man's body. Police said they do not suspect it was caused by foul play, although they were still investigating the death. The man's identity has not been yet released by police. A Red Cross blood drive was held yesterday at the Community Center in Richland Center. During the blood drive, 14 pints of Power Reds and 57 pints of whole blood were collected. There were 71 donors, which came close to the goal of 75. The next blood drive in Richland Center will be held November 19th. State Republicans have introduced a proposed bill aimed at upholding First Amendment protections on universities of Wisconsin campuses. The legislation would prohibit the university system from restricting legal speech that does not substantially disrupt the functioning of the university. It also states that universities must conduct surveys on academic freedoms and perceived political bias. If passed into law, universities that do not adhere to the legislation would be required to include a disclaimer on all admissions notices for the following 4 years. A Milwaukee police officer shot and injured a man late Wednesday night. A statement says it happened after a traffic stop led to a foot chase on West Greenfield Avenue. Police say the 21-year-old suspect ran from the car, ignored commands to stop, and tried to grab a gun he had dropped. The officer then fired, hitting the man, who was taken to the hospital with injuries, not life-threatening. The officer, a 6-year veteran, is now on routine administrative leave. A new round of state grant funding could help meet demand for skilled drivers. Sean Maloney reports.
The Commercial Driver Training Grant Program, created by the Department of Workforce Development, aims to provide sustainable wages, help Wisconsinites obtain their commercial driver's license, and meet demand in one of the state's most in-demand fields. The program reimburses the cost of training students for a CDL up to $30,000. Democratic Governor Tony Evers provided $500,000 for the program as part of the 2025-27 biennial budget. More info on the program can be found on the DWD website. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Elkhorn School District is stepping up security after threats were made against a staffer. Raymond Newpert reports.
Fox 6 Milwaukee reports the threats started last Friday after an online conservative influencer falsely accused elementary school assistant principal Cindy Rayberg of mocking the death of conservative commenter Charlie Kirk. The school was inundated with calls and messages threatening Rayberg even after the influencer issued an apology and correction. Elkhorn police are increasing their presence in the district, and the administration is going to be pursuing legal action against people who made those threats. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is launching new consumer protection toolkits. Trade and Consumer Protection Division Administrator Michelle Reinen says the toolkits help DebtCap inform people about common consumer protection issues. Reinen says the toolkits include information about common scams and frauds and which age groups are primarily targeted and the different types of scams out there. Toolkits contain infographics, promotional posters, and links to resource guides and fact sheets. More info can be found on DebtCap's website. Walsh's Ace Hardware, Muscadet, is proud to announce that this year's annual Children's Miracle Network Bucket Sale was a success. With your help, Walsh's Ace was able to raise a total of $26,769 for the Children's Miracle Network. The achieved total is second best in the country. CMN is a nonprofit organization that raises funds for children's hospitals across the U.S. and Canada. It aims to ensure that every child receives the best possible care, providing support for critical treatments, healthcare services, and medical equipment. Walsh's Ace Hardware would like to thank everyone who took part in the bucket sale to help support CMN. Walsh's Ace Hardware Muscadet invites everyone for food and the opportunity to meet their local CMN hero, Liam, tomorrow. Liam will be arriving at Walsh's Ace at 11 a.m. Nominations for the 2025 Vernon County Awards close tomorrow at noon. The annual celebration honors the people, businesses, and organizations shaping Vernon County's future while celebrating its rich traditions. The awards banquet will be held November 6th at Venue in the Valley, Coon Valley's newest event space. Don't miss your chance to recognize someone who makes a difference. Submit your nomination today. 2025 award categories include Small Business of the Year Award, Legacy Small Business of the Year, Large Business of the Year, Community Impact, Nonprofit Excellence, Event of the Year, Young Leaders, Partnership for Progress and Heritage Preservation and Cultural Development Award. You can find more information and submit nominations at vernoncounty.gov/departments/community_development/2025_awards.php. The Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce will present Oktoberfest this Saturday at Circus World. Festmasters Pete and Rebecca Oettinger will open the festivities by tapping the golden keg at 3:30. That'll be the cue for the Baraboo Wisconsin Sing Beer Choir to start singing. They're the opening act for Griffey Jim and the Polka Dots, who take center stage at the Hippodrome from 4 to 6. A costume contest and other games will take place from 6 to 7 as this year's headline act, Chicago dance rock band Electro Retro, prepares to perform from 7 to 9. Admission buttons cost $10 in advance at the Chamber's Visitor Center in West Baraboo. Admission will be $12 on the day of the event. For more information, visit OktoberfestBaraboo.com. The Muscadet Chamber of Commerce Fall Opener will be held Saturday at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. Doors will open at 5 and dinner will be served at 6:45. There will be a live auction, silent auction, and raffles. Tickets are $50 each or two for $90. Advanced tickets are available at Community First Bank in Muscadet and Walsh's Ace Hardware in Muscadet and Richland Center. You can also purchase tickets from Steve Schneider by calling 608-604-9080. Frank's Hill will be open to the public for observance of the autumnal equinox. Fall officially begins at 1:19 Monday afternoon, September 22nd. Everyone is invited to gather at the Effigy Mound site near Muscadet to view the sunset and gather around a campfire on the evening of Saturday, September 20th to bid farewell to summer. Early risers are welcome to view the sunrise on the morning Saturday through Tuesday, September 20th through 23rd, or sunsets on those days as weather permits. The site also may be visited during the day anytime to see the mounds and the Grand Vista. The Three Eagles Foundation will have a tour guide available at 6 Saturday evening prior to the sunset. Participants should arrive by 6:30 to view the sunset. The events are subject to suitable weather conditions. A short hike will be required to the top of the hill that offers a view of the lower Wisconsin River Valley. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking input from residents on its updated Wisconsin Wildlife Action Plan for the next 10 years. The Wildlife Action Plan is meant to help the agency, its partners, and other conservation groups track native plants, animals, and the state of their habitats to inform future policy decisions. The plan was last updated in 2015, and the updated plan will run from 2025 to 2035. Residents can find more information on the updated plan and submit their comments on the Department of Natural Resources website. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is now accepting applications for its Innovation Grant Program. According to a press release, the grant program provides funding for local municipalities and tribal governments to transfer services like public safety, economic development, and fire protection to another municipality, tribe, or organization. Grant recipients will receive funding for 25% of the costs related to transferring the services and can receive up to $10 million per year. The application is available on the DOR's website. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Cody Even on ticket number 640 and Deb Pardoon on ticket number 592. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard A. Ewing, 76 of Viroqua, died September 11th at home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center tomorrow from 11 until 2. Burial will be held at the Mill Creek Cemetery at a later date. Richard A. Ewing, 76 of Viroqua. Louis E. Louis Williams, 98 of Richland Center, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held tomorrow at 11:30 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow at the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the church tomorrow from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11:30, where a final salute will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Memorials may be made to Pine Valley Foundation or St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. The Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Louis E. Louis Williams, 98 of Richland Center. Eric Coe, 80 of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Graveside services will be held on Friday, September 26th, at 1 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Eric Cole, 80, of Richland Center.
Looking for a rewarding part-time job? Culbison is now hiring part-time trip drivers to transport school sports teams, field trips, and operate a weekday morning shuttle to Spring Green, starting at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. Starting trip pay $17 an hour. You're paid for your entire trip time, including wait time. For more information, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Culbison Terminal on Highway 14 next to TC Autoworks.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, a sunny, warm, and muggy day once again. We scraped high temperatures unseasonably warm right back to those mid-80s with that southeast breeze. Now, let me tell you, the rest of the state didn't get this lucky. They saw a lot more cloud cover and didn't get nearly as warm. That's what you're looking for. That's what lies ahead. An active, wetter pattern and some cooler, more seasonable temperatures. But nothing too serious just yet. So here's what we've got in store for the final days of summer. Yeah, autumn starts on Monday. Spotty showers or storms are still possible tonight. The more clouds moving in, it's going to leave us tomorrow overcast and breezy. Highs in the mid-70s. With smaller rain chances throughout the day, waves of rain ramp up as we move into tomorrow night. Could be heavy at times, too. Continues into our Saturday with periods of rain and possible thunderstorms. Highs slide to the low 70s. And by this point, we could have already seen about a quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rain. However, it doesn't stop there. Sunday, more moments of rain and thunder, and it could get rather heavy at night. Right now, we're looking at anywhere from 1 to 1.5 inches on top of the half inch that's forecasted to fall prior, putting our totals near 2 inches or so, which could create some localized flooding, especially in those low-lying areas and such. Monday, unfortunately, some scattered showers may still linger, with more clouds stuck too. Highs do try to rebound to the upper 70s. By Tuesday, we slide back to the mid-70s under mixed skies, a few showers still possible, but mainly a drier day. And we should stay dry Wednesday with spots of sun again, muggy in the mid-70s. So what's happening here is a big low-pressure system has been sitting off into South Dakota. It's been draping a front through the state for the past few days, mainly up north. The front's moving south tonight, and the low-pressure system strikes over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 75 degrees. That's after a high today of 87 and a morning low of 58. Yesterday's high was 87 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1955 is 93 degrees with a record low of 34 that was set back in 1959. Last year's high was 86 with a low of 47. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:07 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:45. The winds are out of the east at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.97, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 75 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and by PCB Wealth Management. With a look at tonight's high school sports schedule, here's Phil Nee.
Tonight's area volleyball schedule includes a quad at Weston. Ithaca is there, along with Kickapoo and Lafarge. Boscobel is at Riverdale. Also from the Southwest Conference, River Valley is hosting Richland Center. We'll have the match on WRCO this evening. I asked Coach Jamie Johnson of Richland Center about playing the Blackhawks.
They had a great summer when I got to see them. They obviously turned around and just beat Platteville this weekend. Even though they lost them in conference, they turned around and beat them in a tournament. So, at Valley, it's going to be a big environment, loud and raucous type thing, you know, and so it's a big challenge, but we like to look at these challenges as opportunities, not negatives, but a great opportunity to get back and showcase what we learned and even show some improvement from one night of practice.
Here is River Valley coach Mariah Hill talking about the Hornets.
They have a strong outside hitter, of course. They're always super scrappy, which we are definitely focusing on in practice this week. And, you know, they're always a solid team, and they always seem to find ways to catch us off guard. So we're really just focusing on what we can control on our side of the net.
Mariah Hill, head coach of River Valley, will have the pre-match time around 7 o'clock and action to follow live from River Valley High School on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I am Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. from residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders, two large bulk tanks. Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Center fielder Blake Perkins tripled and drove in a career-high 5 runs in Wednesday night's 9-2 Brewer victory over the Los Angeles Angels. Sal Frelick had a 3-run homer, and Brandon Woodruff earned the pitching victory with 5 solid innings. Milwaukee's magic number is now at 6 with 10 games left. The Brewers go for the sweep tonight behind starting pitcher, Quinn Priester, and the first pitch for that game will be at 6:40, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Bad news for the NFC North. Packers linebacker Micah Parsons' back injury has healed. For the first time this season, he's not on Green Bay's injury report, even though they were limited participants in practice. Two other starters say they will be ready to go on Sunday. Left guard Aaron Banks and right tackle Zach Tom were hurting during the season opener against the Lions. Other hurting players like Dontavian Wicks, Matthew Golden, Quay Walker, and Baron Sorrell have used the extra-long layoff to get healthy. The Green Bay Packers are heavily favored to go 3-0 for the first time since 2020 when they visit the winless Cleveland Browns on Sunday. Packers running back Josh Jacobs has a rushing touchdown in 11 straight games, including the playoffs. He is trying to become the 5th player in league history to do it in 12 straight games. The most recent to accomplish that feat was LaDainian Tomlinson of the Chargers back in 2004. Cleveland has dropped its first 2 games for the first time since 2017. Even though the offense has struggled, the defense has allowed the fewest yards in the league and is ranked first against the run. And the Packers, you can hear them right here on WRCO 100.9 FM on Sunday. And the kickoff for that contest at Cleveland will be at noon. And a pregame right here on WRCO will start at 10 o'clock. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs. Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. And by PCB Wealth Management. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Students are back in school. Leaves are beginning to change colors, and as of next Monday, fall will have officially arrived. That being the case, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society wants you to be aware of some dangers for pets that are especially prevalent during the autumn months. As outside temperatures cool down, the use of mouse and rat poison increases, and so does the use of antifreeze. All of these can be highly toxic to pets. Likewise, mushrooms that bloom in the fall and certain autumn plants such as mums can also be poisonous to your pet. Listen for more pet dangers to be on the lookout for during the autumn months on next week's All About Pets. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting pets and responsible pet ownership.
Looking for a fun-filled weekend with a touch of tradition? Then head to Viola, Wisconsin for the 94th Annual Viola Horse and Colt Show, Friday, September 19th and Saturday, September 20th. This two-day celebration has something for everyone. From the lively ground parade to thrilling horse, truck, and tractor pulls, there's no shortage of excitement. Stroll through the bustling midway, enjoy mouth-watering fair food, and try your luck in the raffle, featuring not one, but two $2,500 cash prizes. And don't forget the big finale. Tim Daniels' band takes the stage Saturday night to keep the party going strong. It's a weekend packed with entertainment, tradition, and hometown charm. Join the fun at the Viola Horse and Colt Show now in its 94th year. For full event details, visit ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com. That's ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Soybeans and corn were lower Thursday. Cattle finished higher and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition and why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on profit-taking and technical selling. The big bearish issue really is the lack of new crop export demand from China due to the tariff tensions. Beans are watching the U.S. harvest and planting activity in South America. November soybeans were down 6 1/4 at 1037 and a half. January was 6 1/2 lower at 1056 and a half. October bean meal was down 90 cents at 283, and October bean oil was 67 lower at 5057. Corn was down, also watching the U.S. harvest move forward and monitoring the early start to planting in Argentina and Brazil. Export sales were up in the week, and Mexico bought more U.S. corn on Thursday morning. December was 3 lower at 423 and 3 quarters. March corn was down 3 at 441 and a half. And wheat was lower. Recent rain has helped wheat planting in the southern plains, and there's precip in the forecast for the soft red winter region. U.S. export sales were above a week ago, but lower than average. December Chicago was 4 lower at 524 and a quarter. December Kansas City wheat was down 6 and a quarter at 510. December Minneapolis wheat was 2 and a quarter lower at 571 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were higher, getting ready for USDA's cattle on feed report, which is out on Friday afternoon. Box beef was lower at midday. October live was up 127 at 232.37. December was $1.47 higher, 234.15. October feeders were up 260 at 351.72. November feeder cattle were 310 higher at 347.22. And hogs ended Thursday's session mixed, mostly modestly higher. The fundamentals were decent during the session, but there are concerns about sustained demand. October was up 15 at 97.47. December was 5 higher at 87.70. Kellen Havikin has your look at cash livestock after this.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
Right, cash cattle trade picked up steam Thursday afternoon. Deals were reported in parts of Nebraska at $370, $6 lower than the previous week's weighted average. Other dress deals have been noted at $376 even on the week. A few more bids are on the table in Kansas and Texas, but below the current asking price of $240 plus. Box beef closed sharply lower. Choice was 237 lower at 385.81, and select was 506 lower at 361.31. Estimated cattle slaughter was 112,000 head. Cash hogs closed lower. The cash hog market remains largely focused on demand. China's been sporadic, but the USDA did report on Thursday that China purchased U.S. pork 2 weeks in a row. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were $1.11 lower, with a base range of $95 to $108. Pork values closed 97 cents higher at $111.95. Loins, picnics, hams, and bellies were higher, with butts lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 476,000 head. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. The Senior Science Fellow with Nutrien Ag Solutions says South American farmers have faced some weather challenges as their planting season gets underway. Eric Snodgrass tells Brownfield,
there have been a few good monsoonal storms that have hit Mato Grosso. It's been much wetter in southern Brazil and into northern Argentina, but they're still in their late winter, very early spring weather pattern.
More news coming up next, right after this.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, McKenna Martin from Darlington High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
McKenna plays on the golf team and enjoys the constant challenge of the sport. She's involved in 4-H, FFA, among other organizations. And when she's not busy with that, she's helping on the family farm.
Farming has taught me a lot of things. That hard work is one of the best things you can do.
There's times when her friends are kicking back and relaxing, going to movies, but McKenna said she's not feeling sorry for herself.
I do my best to get stuff done before I even go out. Like, I do all the chores, but it really doesn't bother me.
She plans to study physical or occupational therapy in college, picking that career path based on experience.
I was a kid that was in physical therapy a lot for my leg issues. I want to help people get back to their normal living, and how to help them accomplish that quickly is to help them get back to their normal life.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Extension grain market economists see some glimmers of hope in the corn market. Ed Usid with the University of Minnesota says it will take time to eat through an anticipated huge U.S. crop.
But demand is good. Strong demand will at least stabilize things. And we're trading 35 cents off our life of contract lows in mid-August. 35 cents off a very low price is not exactly reason to party, but it's a start.
Farm hunts are offering a new approach to deer mitigation efforts and renewing interest in hunting.
This is the new way of hunting. It's completely different than what we've ever thought before.
President of Hunt Michigan Collaborative, Brian Farmer, says the collaborative was created as part of the state's deer management initiative last year, and other states are looking to replicate.
To help solve the issues they're having with wildlife and habitat improvement.
More news online at brownfieldactnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh is here. Red hot deals are sizzling at Ace Hardware through September 30th. Save on Cabot exterior stain 1 gallon, $10 off instantly. Perfect for refreshing decks, fences, and siding. Get your lawn and garden ready with Scott's Turf Builder, Fall Lawn Food, $21.99, or grab RV and Marine Antifreeze, 2 for $6.50, to protect your equipment this season. Ace Hardware, red hot deals for your home, garden, and outdoors. And don't wait. Sale ends September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I worked with some farmers on a large project. I helped them buy a 100-plus acre farm in Dane County. They only wanted the farmland, so we made a plan and got to work. I worked with surveyors in the county to create and rezone 3 new lots. We sold one lot with buildings at real estate auction, and then I listed and sold the other 2 building lots. Along the way, I got driveway permits, worked with the DNR on potential wetland issues, and sold excess equipment from the buildings at auction. Our legal team handled the paperwork, and our title company partners closed and insured the transactions. The farmers were left with all tillable land the way they wanted it that was almost paid for by the work we did. Advice, real estate sales, legal, auction, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options our team can offer to you.
Hello, I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. A senior market advisor with Total Farm Marketing says many U.S. farmers are going to store the corn that's being harvested this fall. But that strategy requires careful planning and setting targets to sell throughout the year to be successful. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Brian Doherty says it makes sense to store the good corn crop that's being harvested.
Basis typically improves into the winter months, and often so does price. Prices, they've come up some, still not what I'd call just overly attractive.
He says the farmers behind selling some of this year's crop might consider making some sales at harvest.
Boy, I've heard anything from, you know, typically I'm, you know, third sold, half sold, and I've got nothing sold this year. That's a typical conversation. Corn prices recovered about 10%. Unless you really get dinked on a basis, I would certainly be thinking about selling some of those overrun bushels into the harvest or contracting them now. There could be some harvest pressure on prices yet, but I'd also like a balanced approach. And what does that mean? I'd like to have you think about, as a farmer, if I do sell, do I need to own it? And if you do, then look at the tools to do that. So keep balancing in mind.
Doherty says smaller sales can be made for the stored grain at different times of the year.
Well, farmers' goals, or there are some really nice points on the chart. For example, on December corn, market's trying to fill a little gap around 432 and three quarters, so we're real close to that. But a really nice inverted head and shoulders formation. There's two of them. One points to just under the 450 mark, and the other one points to closer to where the market peaked back in April and right around 470. So we're talking a solid 25 to 50 cents higher in the market. If the yield numbers continue to kind of have some question mark behind it on this drier weather and some of these rust issues and concerns with how the crop may actually yield, those are all well within reason and good, you know, analysis to look at to not only store, but then where do I start selling some of this crop into a rally?
Farmers can use tools like forward contracting,
hedge deriving, so that they're making a difference. If the last 2 years were any example, and the world, you know, has another big crop, we're not going to see it toward the harvest. It will be closer to $4 than we will closer to $5. Let's sell closer to $5 and hope it doesn't get closer to $4. But if it does, we really did a good job of shifting risk.
He says profitability can happen being proactive with crop marketing, not only with this crop, but in 2026.
Don't lose sight of those opportunities. There's some pretty good carry prices built into the market, and in my opinion, they should sell, work towards selling the first third of their crop on what I'm going to call value prices.
I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brown Field.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. It's great for people who love saving money, like someone who likes to haggle, even at self-checkout.
$10.99.
I'll give you $7.
$10.99.
Okay, $8.
Calling for assistance.
Ha! I knew I was wearing you down.
Get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Where I can talk.
watched a California sunset burn from orange to gold. Bought a pawn shop six string, sold my soul to rock and roll. They say if you ain't busy living, then you're just dying slow. I wanna say I've done it all by the time it's time to go. Where and when and what'll be the death of me? Will heaven only know? If I be the highway, and if I be these songs, you might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it, one day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be what makes me feel alive. Let one go. Road life's roller coasters, mountain highs and valley lows. Broke a 100 on two wheels, found revival on the road. The devil's always on my heels, but I keep him on his toes. And it might be the highway, and it might be these songs, it might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it, one day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be.
Is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The countdown is on for the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Friday's schedule features the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m., truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m., the Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m., and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Saturday keeps the entertainment rolling with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and Dirt Bike Dregs at 11, Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 p.m., and the Diesel Truck Challenge plus vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. Everything happens at the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th.
The calendar brings a change of seasons. So does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. It's great for people who love saving money, like someone who likes to haggle, even at self-checkout.
$10.99.
I'll give you $7.
$10.99.
Okay, $8.
Calling for assistance.
Ha! I knew I was wearing you down.
Get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor from man to lawn.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Pull up a chair at Richland Family Restaurant Studios with home-cooked country sounds and small-town spirit.
Found out, said, pack your bags, I want you out. The boyfriend
talking jive dealer. Saw her standing with a 45. A 45's quicker than 409. Betty cleaned the house for the very last time. Betty's being bad. Betty's being bad. Bad, bad, bad. She's out being bad. Betty's out being bad tonight. Betty and her boyfriend, they had a big fight. Getting even, Betty's being bad. That's her way of leaving. Betty's being bad. Betty's being bad. Bad, bad, bad. She's out being bad. Betty's out being bad tonight. Betty and her boyfriend had a big fight. Bye, bye, Betty, goodbye. Bye, bye.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The CDC Advisory Panel Board.